A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from The Voice of America on Wednesday, February 10th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Chris Gande.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the escalating tensions in the ruling ZANU-PF party as the battle to succeed an aging President Robert Mugabe, who turns 92 this month, intensifies.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-6190. I beg your pardon, 001-202-6192077, and we'll call you right back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency on the 13860 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com or www.voashona.com and www.voandebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 from The Voice of America. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the infighting in the ruling ZANU-PF party.
ZANU-PF supporters today converged at the party headquarters prior to the Crunch Politburo meeting currently underway and being held at a time when the party is facing factionalism issues. The riot police was on high alert as there were fears the Women's League would clash with war veterans.
President Robert Mugabe bemoaned growing factionalism in his ZANU-PF party, saying the internal squabbles are tearing the former revolutionary party. But signs of friction were clear for all to see as legislator Sarah Mahoka took a swipe at backers of Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa and also attacked Mr. Mugabe's spokesperson, Mr. George Charamba. And the Herald newspaper, the state-controlled Herald newspaper, was not spared either.
Yes, Blessing. The Abasanda kusixhuma siyadibana njalo ku Studio 7 lamhlanje ke sixoxa ngodaba lokudonselana amandla okukhona kubandla le ZANU-PF. Sikhuluma nje lamhlanje bekuyisiphithiphithi eHarare lapho esizwa kuthiwa khona kulabantu abalethwe ngamabhasi bevela kundawana zonke zelizwe besiza emhlanganweni obubizwe ukubana abantu bakhulume babonge uMongameli Mugabe. Kodwa abecele abekuthiwa lona likhokhelwa ngumnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa bebesithi bona hatshi abantu laba kukhanya babuye nje ukuzoyeyisa inkokheli enye ayekuqembu elinye. Blessing.
Hongu hamawadiwa zviri kunzi angari manyama amire nirongo hanzi ingabanqoza Chris. Zvinhu zvinakumira zvakanaka mubatore ZANU-PF. Asi mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe vataura nevanhu vanga vaungana panze pemuzinda webato weZANU-PF headquarters muHarare vachiti aiwa vari kunzwa zvakawanda wanda vanhu vachifukura hapwa vachitaura zvinenge zvataurwa mudare remakurukota kana kuti mucabinet vachitiwo nyaya dzekurwisana dzinofanira kumira. Asi pabuda pachena kuti zvino zvinenge zvisina kubira zvakanaka mushure mekunge nhengo yedare reparamende kuhurungoko amai Sarah Mahoka vativo vanhu vari kutsigira mumwe wevatedzeri vemutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vari kukonzera nyonga nyonga mubato uye kwangine kuchema chemawo kune vamwe vanonzi vanotsigira vaMnangagwa vachitivo vari kuzikanwa sekuti Generation 40 kana kuti G40 vanonzi vari kutsigira amai Grace Mugabe vari kukonzerawo nyonga nyonga mubato. Asi ivo mai Mugabe navaMnangagwa vanosimboti havana zvikwata zvavanotsigira mumusangano iwoyu we ZANU PF. Chris.
Yes, Blessing, you know, yesterday I spoke to some people on the ground who were saying that fine, there could be these fights and so forth, but they were worried that you know, all those resources that are being mobilized to bring all the 10,000 or so people, if they were channeled towards other pressing needs like food and, you know, medicines in the hospitals, that would have been better. But, well, they know better. What do you say, Blessing?
I think that's the cry, because currently there's a serious food deficit, and many are saying instead of attacking each other, the ruling party officials should actually spend most of their time at least appealing for food assistance. Of course, the government has appealed for $1.5 billion to feed the people, but it appears most of the time, according to some political analysts, is being spent on these serious factional fights in the ruling ZANU-PF party. And of course, the First Lady, Amai Grace Mugabe, also addressed the party supporters at the headquarters, also bemoaning the issue of factionalism. And I think we have our first guest, Chris, that is Mr. Ernest Mudzengi, a political analyst based in Harare. Mr. Mudzengi, good evening.
Good evening, how are you and listeners?
We are doing great, and we hope our listeners are doing fine. Chris, maybe you can start the ball rolling.
Yeah.
Mr. Mudzengi is on the line.
Hey, Mr. Mudzengi, how are you?
Fine, how are you, sir?
I'm fine. Yes, thanks for joining us. As you heard, we are discussing ZANU-PF, and you know, in the past, in the past 10 years or so, we have read in the papers that you know, there is factionalism in ZANU-PF, but it was something that was happening behind the scenes. We couldn't put a finger to it. But right now, what do you make of the factionalism in ZANU-PF?
I think the factionalism has become more clear, obviously, over the years. We were reading in the media that it was clear from what was going on that there was a big factionalism. You probably may remember in 2004, we had factionalism at 12. You remember the Cholocho saga. That was factionalism at the time. The Cholocho saga actually resulted in the 6 provincial chairpersons being summarily dismissed from their posts. That was a case of factionalism. Other people were vying for the current vice president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, to become vice president then. But we also had others who thought that he should be stopped, and this eventually got the support of President Robert Mugabe. I remember he was coming from abroad, and he just made that announcement to the effect that someone else, a woman, would then take over. So factionalism has always been there, but it was sort of being managed. It was not so glaring as it has become now. There were less glaring incidents then than now.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mudzengi. Please do stay on the line. And we are now being joined by political analyst Dr. Brilliant Mhlanga in the UK. Dr. Mhlanga, good evening.
Good evening.
And thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Now, Dr. Mhlanga, are you at all surprised by the factional fights in ZANU-PF? Because many thought that after the party expelled former Vice President Joyce Mujuru, that was the end of factionalism. Why are there these fissures at the moment?
No, I'm not surprised by factionalism in ZANU. Actually, I have said this to some colleagues in the media fraternity that I think it is also good and prudent for us to acknowledge that the media failed, the media, both private and public, both of them failed actually to make people understand that factionalism in ZANU has been there, and that even the Mnangagwa group that they claimed was one big monolithic arrangement was actually not like that. people should have known that actually this thing has been there starting from what happened in 2004. So I'm not surprised. The only problem is that the media, which is polarized in Zimbabwe, chose to simply look at the situation in ZANU on the spectacles of, or using the spectacles of binary opposites, that if you're not Mnangagwa, you are Mjuru. If you're not Mjuru, you are Mnangagwa. But they actually failed to understand that within these camps, particularly the Mnangagwa, so-called Mnangagwa camp, actually there was one group which was presenting itself as embryonic, but existing in it and taking advantage of the fact that people have not yet identified it exactly as, I mean, what it is, the G40 group and those who actually do not support Mnangagwa. So, yeah, factionalism has been there in ZANU, and it's not surprising.
Thank you so much, Dr. Mhlanga. We also have messages, people sending WhatsApp messages. Yekutanga inoti, iri kubva kuna David anoti, ini ndinoti regai vambonetsane, ndokuti nyika inake, nekuti varikunetsana vachange vachifumurana, vachitudza zvaimboitika. Pavano pomerwa mhosva dzekuuraya vanhu paine kubira maelections. Isuo tinenge tichitogwagwadza kuitira mangwana. Tichitongwadzwa kuitira mangwana. Matthew says it's not time to fight. Rather, let them focus on finding ways to revive our collapsing state. Then we have Clifford MC who says, varume makadi ini sema onera angu. Ndinoona kuti ngava gadzirise pamuonde. Aifunga kuti zvichaguma neipi nzira yakafamba naamai Mujuru naiyewo ndo zvimwe chetezvo ari kuti vamunangagwa vanofanira kungwarira kuti zvakaitwa naamai Mujuru ndo zvichaitwa kwavari. Paradzai anotiwo kana kuno kwamutoko Makosa Village tiri kunzi tibvise $1.50 pamunhu yebirthday rava Mugabe apa tiri patight kurwisana nenzara. I think the caller is referring to reports that some villagers are allegedly being forced to pay money for Mr. Mugabe's birthday bash. And mumweo anoti ndiforeo, good evening, ha ndiri kufara Mazanu PF ari kubaya na ega kurwira utongi chisingapere chinoshura. We'll read more of these, Chris.
Yes, I have a few here. The first one is from Daniels Mokwena, who says, ZANU PF is dying slowly. The tears of Zimbabweans who went to exile and those who died trying to cross the border to neighboring countries are kissing it. The spirit of those who disappeared and died mysteriously are haunting it. And Michelle Schofield says, all those disgruntled supporters will surely follow Mujuru together with some from opposition parties that also keep on disintegrating. And the last one, Blessing, says, it's actually from Jasper Zwikonyaukwa, who says, ZANU-PF shall not die. It will continue to gain ground. You should ask yourself, does ZANU-PF have an opposition to bring it to its knees? No. MDC Tswangirai, MDC Nguwe, MDC Mutambara, MDC 99 Biti Mangoma, and then you blame it when it wins.
Interesting comment there. We are also being joined by our third guest, that is a Harare lawyer and a political analyst, Stephen Gono Zvinavakobvu. Mr. Zvinavakobvu, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
We are doing great, and thanks for joining us. Now, Mr. Zvinavakobvu, what is your take on the alleged factionalism in ZANU-PF? Some people are already saying this is the end of the ruling party as we know it.
I beg to differ on that issue, as I hold a different view. And my view is that there is no factionalism in ZANU-PF. But what I see are personality differences, maybe between a few individuals, and I don't think that defines the ruling party, and I don't think the ruling party is coming to an end anytime soon.
Interesting comment there.
And I'm sure factionalism, if it shows itself in the slightest way, it will be dealt with decisively and once and for all.
Okay. Maybe we'll have a reaction from our other guests. Mr. Mtsengi, what is your take on Mr. Zwinavakovu's idea?
Yeah, maybe he could be right, but it depends on how the current unrest within the ZANU-PF is going to be contained, how it is going to be managed. Obviously, when we look at the history, ZANU-PF has been a party that has been at war with itself from its formation. And we'll remember the internal struggles, even starting from the time when these guys were in ZAPU, that there were some internal differences that resulted in the formation of ZANU itself. Then ZANU itself, from formation, you find there was a Reverend Stolle, some people rebelled against him, and we had those during the Liberation War, the Nari Rebellion, the Vashanti Rebellion. And you discover that those particular problems were decisively dealt with.
If I may come in,
yes, Dr. Mshanga, I was about to actually say.
Yes, if I may come in there, guys, I think it is wrong, or rather misleading, let me put it this way, for our colleagues to argue that there is no factionalism in ZANU, there are personal differences. Of course, factionalism is a product of personal differences. We shouldn't be playing with semantics here. We should be realistic with our situation. I suppose if we fail to be realistic, we will find ourselves with this ostrich mentality. That has been a problem in the future of Zimbabwe. The reality is that, as Ndengi has put it, ZANU-PF, from its inception, starting from the split they had from ZAPU during the liberation struggle, has always had factionalism. We know of the factionalism of the 70s within ZANU, which led to what was called the Nari Rebellion. We know of the factionalism of the late 90s to the late 90s, which led to the formation of ZUM with some disgruntled members like Tekere and others coming out of ZANU. All those were, of course, individual and or rather personal differences escalating into group alignment. Factionalism is all about group alignment within political formation, and that's common. But what we should also understand, particularly the typical feature of what is happening now within ZANU, is that it is a form of regime change that's taking place. And this is common quite typical with all liberation movements. They have a life of their own. And when they get to a particular stage, after having caused the first regime change, which was actually the time when we got independence, because regime change should be defined as the total summation of the people's hopes and aspirations. When Zimbabwe became independent, the summation of the people's hopes and aspirations can be literally presented there with independence. And now ZANU has lived a certain course of life, you know, for almost 36 years now. Now, when you look at it that way, you will understand that with all these situations that have been happening, the ejection of Njuru and all other people from within the party, it is itself a form of regime change, because regime change is a violent process. It either happens when oppositional forces organize themselves and marshal resources and are able to, in a way, using certain structures of violence to remove the state through, for example, vigilante groups like the youth, you know, and other people who are disgruntled by whatever state they will be facing. The opposition in Zimbabwe has failed the regime change. But what we now have is a kind of internal regime change taking place within a liberation movement so as to redirect its course of action and give it a new life. And that's basically what is happening. And it is a violent process. You must not forget this. So what we are seeing within ZANU now, this factionalism, is itself a new breather of new regime change agendas being presented, because people are presenting themselves and preparing themselves for the post-Mugabe period. Yes, factionalism is there, but it should be read within the prism of it being a kind of internalized regime change. That's my argument. It is an internalized regime change. It is violent in the sense that we see state institutions actually being brought on board, because the ZANU-PF government actually literally
captured all state institutions, and they now control the state, and they're using those state institutions, like we saw with Lomana being arrested. That's what we are talking about. Regime change is a conflictual process.
Thank you, Dr. Mhlanga. Just want to take quickly one caller before we ask Mr. Znowakovu and Mr. Mzengi to respond. Tina Vashoniwa Makadi.
Ndiripo makadi yozeni.
Aiwa tiripo. Vashoniwa muri kuonawo sei zviri kuitika muZanu PF?
Zviri kuitika kuno kuzatipinza mudambudziko isusu vanhu vanorarama tiri muno. Ndotiye zvinezvi tiri kutiona muTV umu vari kutobuda nenyaya dzekuti ivo mubato rava musina kumira mushe mane zhowa zhowa nembunga mbunga zvekuti vari kutoyambirwa kunzi vasari vanoyanura hapwa kuti vamwe vanhu vasazive zviri kuitika nenyaya yekusaurirana kuri kuitika mubato ravo.
Asi munoona zvichiguma sei?
Chiri kuitika apa isusu ndechekuti mamiriro emunyika muno nebato iri riri kutitonga nderekuti zvazvi kutoti ramota ranoiga kuputika ende kuputika kwarichaita hakusiri kuti kuputika kwokuti richaputikira kune vanhu vasingade batoiri asi munhu wese anorarama munyika muno ane dambudziko rematambudziko ekusasiinza nenzara uyezve nekusatongwa kune mandorokwati.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru Vashoniwa nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru. Tinongotarisa kuti muchangoramba muchingotaurawo nezvi kuchikuudzai zviri kuitika zvinhu zvamusiri kuziva.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma wangu.
Tinotenda.
That's Mr. Shoniwa there in Harare. He's saying he's actually disturbed by what he's watching on television, for example, the warnings, the threats, and all that. And he's saying ZANU-PF is actually an accident waiting to happen. Chris.
Quite interesting. Mr. Mzengi, before we took the caller there, we had Mr. Mhlanga responding to Mr. Znowakovu. Do you have anything to add? Mr. Mzengi? I think we lost. What about Mr. Znowakovu? What do you say to Mr. Mhlanga's response to your analysis?
Okay. I still differ with his views, and what I see is a misinterpretation and a misunderstanding of the events that are taking place, or the perceived factionalism, because at the end of the day you will find that it's more in the media, but on the ground it's not what is being reported. But if you look at it, it's reported more in the so-called private media, which in my view I think propagates and pushes the opposition agenda.
Before you go any further, but of late we have seen the Herald reporting. Even yesterday we saw the Herald talking about the factionalism.
But I'm not sure of the article you are referring to. Of course I read the Herald every day, but I don't want to believe in any way that it's factionalism in the party. But at the end of the day, even what is being called regime change, I'm shocked, because regime change is not being pushed by any member of ZANU-PF. And what people are just taking as a regime change agenda or a regime change push for factionalism is just frank and robust debate. People don't want to see that. But at the end of the day, we cannot say that there is a push for a change in the regime, because ZANU-PF as a party represents values which defined, represents interests which are for the entire nation. And at the end of the day, if we are to say that there is a regime change being pushed by the ZANU-PF members, I think we are getting it wrong. It's an agenda that is being pushed by non-figures. And we cannot even say if we are to say that there is factionalism, we would then have to agree that there is also factionalism in Tsvangirai's MDC, because he has serious differences with Thokoza Ali Khutshwe, Nelson Chamisa. We would also have to agree that there is factionalism in Washman Nguyen's MDC, because there are also issues of late. So what we are seeing are differences among party members, and that is healthy. That is what facilitates debate. Criticism is very important. Debate and discussion, productive engagement, all those facets are very important for a party to continue. But I will never agree with anyone who says that the party is on the verge of collapse or is on the verge of disintegrating. The party will not disintegrate. There are no factions in the party, but it's just that a few individuals have different opinions, and that is normal in a big party like ZANU-PF, because we are talking of a huge number as opposed to very, very small parties like the other parties that we have in the country. But at the end of the day, for us to say we are worried about what is happening in the party, members, non-members of the party should not be worried about the developments in the party. The government business is being conducted properly. Things are going on well. Of course, as a nation, there are challenges, and that cannot be blamed on personal differences between, say, Comrade Christopher Mutau, Jonathan Moore, or any other figure. That cannot define the direction we are taking as a nation, because everything is in order. The president and his cabinet are in control of the government.
Thank you so much.
If I may come in, guys, there. I think, can I come in?
Yeah, sure.
I think we have a problem here. And I think it's clear now that I didn't understand where this gentleman is coming from. Now I understand this gentleman's position, because this gentleman's position, he's talking because he's talking as a kind of ZANU PF agent, or he belongs to ZANU. And it's common when you are talking to someone who's from ZANU that you will hear them refusing certain things. I thought our discussion was not jaundiced, but if it's like that, it's already jaundiced, I understand. Because no one said in MDC there are no factions. In fact, the opposition in Zimbabwe is the one riven with so many such things of factions. We know it. Factionalism is all over. Yes, on the one hand, factionalism itself is very important for, as he says, this gentleman, Mr. Gono. It's actually, factionalism is very important for conjuring these kinds of debates that can help people move forward, or organizations move forward. I think it's part of ZANU-PF's history of intellectualism, always wanting to engage ideas and so forth. But it ceases to be a robust, or a process that causes robust engagement, when we begin to see people literally slandering themselves, each other, that way, what we have just been seeing in the past weeks, and with people defaming each other. That's not robust engagement. In fact, it's foolish engagement. That's one thing. And then the other thing, I said it earlier on that ZANU-PF has had factionalism. And I said that factionalism is an issue that's more of group differences within, a structure like ZANU. Yes, group differences are there. They may have been started by individual differences or themselves causing individual differences. But yes, we know that factionalism has been there. We saw Mjuru being expelled, and those who were being expelled were called Gamma Talks. That was a faction. We saw the Mnangagwa group remaining, with, of course, a few individuals thinking that Mnangagwa's group is actually one very quality group with one ethos. No, that's not true. We know that.
Dr. Mtanga, please do stay on the line. We just want to take a quick break. Mr. Mzengi and also Mr. Zhlawakovu. Chris, you have a listener.
Yes, we have Nkomo. Nkomo, la ungabamba nje, siza kuxoxa lawe ngemva kwemzuzu emlutshwana nje.
For our radio listeners, unfortunately it ends here, but the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. We will also post this discussion on our Facebook page soon after the program. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Chris Kande. Please do stand by.